This is Dubai Eye 103.8. Inspiration for staying in or going out. We've got you covered.
Delighted to be joined by Damien Reid, motoring journalist and F1 commentator. And it's all kicking off this weekend.
Yes, back into it. Azerbaijan Grand Prix, Baku.
So can I ask you, as a commentator, what goes on behind the scenes? What are you doing this week in the run-up to the F1 to get ready to spend how many hours in the booth?
Lots of chaos. About 9 hours we'll be doing all up of live TV for each Grand Prix. So Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
3 hours a pop.
A lot going on, yeah. We've got free practice one, kicks off at 1 p.m. on Friday for 90 minutes. Then they come back at 5 p.m. for the second session for another 90 minutes. Saturday is the third session, I think, at about 1 p.m. and then qualifying at 5 p.m. for another 1 hour. And then we kick off with the race. So we do a 1 hour lead up to the race and then lights out at 4:10 Sunday afternoon.
I'm really intrigued. Is it exhausting doing 9 hours over 3 days of literally looking at a screen, saying what you're saying, and really just bringing that to life?
Yeah, I think it is. You don't realise it until it's all finished. You know what it's like when you finish doing a long shift at work, or when you finish doing a show or whatever else,
and you just drive home and I'm like, I have no chat. My poor husband gets nothing. He's probably delighted. Danny, what do you find?
Well, I imagine as well, actually, there's a hell of a lot of kind of preparation have to go into it as well. So it's not
revision.
Just the 9 hours in the studio, is it? I mean, I know that you know pretty much all there is to know about Formula One and kind of motorsport in general, but you still need to kind of get all your facts and stats from the previous Grand Prix.
That's where the pressure comes in.
So
a whole lot of thumbtacks to pin things on walls in the sound
is
booth.
Is it like A Beautiful Mind in there?
It is. It's a little bit. And it's just statistics galore. You've got every kind of, because you know, it just might come up. So what happens basically is the way it operates is that Formula One management, a company called FOM, do the world feed in terms of the vision. So once you cut to it, then that's the same footage that every country in the world gets. It's the same one. And you get access to things like team radio, that sort of thing, but you don't get access to pit lane reporters. But we do have one person on the ground there for NBC Action, so we can cross to him, which is great. And then basically you just go off what you see on the screen.
Do you feel pressure to say something all the time, though? Because maybe there's not that much happening at some points.
That's the thing. When we covered it live for Abu Dhabi, we used to do a thing on the Corniche in front of about 5,000 people for the Grand Prix. The pressure was to keep talking, but then what you've got to do is to pull it back, and you don't necessarily have to talk. That's an easy mistake to get into, which I fell into. We felt compelled to just keep talking and talking and talking. But there are times when you just pull back and you just might want to, you know, if there's an onboard shot with the car on the track, just let it go for a lap and just you know, listen to it. If it cuts to team radio, it gives you a chance to sort of sit back and have a listen to it. But yeah, it's such an easy trick to fall into where you feel that you must feel every second of that moment with your voice or your co-commentator's voice and pull back and just sort of relax a bit. And the old trick of just breathe, you know, remember to slow up a little bit.
Can I ask if you've got any predictions for this weekend?
This is one of the most unpredictable races because it's the craziest circuit you've ever seen. I'm really lucky.
What makes it crazy?
Because it runs through the old city of Baku and it is so narrow. And this is where last year Sebastian Vettel just lost his temper and literally just rammed Lewis off the road. Mm-hmm. It's this kind of cauldron that just puts so much pressure on people.
Can all bubble over.
So I can't predict. This is one of the ones where I can't predict because it's just, it really is a rough and tumble ragtag kind of place, and it's just whoever's got the widest elbows. Maybe Max Verstappen, that fits him nicely.
Anyway, we are talking classic cars and modern cars. We've seen a bit of resurgence in classic of late. Why do you think that is?
We're seeing a big resurgence in classic cars, and I think it's probably because I think there's this feeling it's the last hurrah before we go down
before we go fully
the electric kind of thing, because even classic cars now are being converted to electric. You know,
that's really sad.
I personally don't like. I think 80% of the charm is the sound of it.
Of course.
You know, we saw Prince William when he got married, drove off in the E-Type Jaguar Roadster. That was electric, and I thought, man, that thing with that car is it sound? It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So there is that, and based on that, there's this resurgence in companies now digging out old cars and old tooling methods and bringing them out for millions of dollars. And they're calling it a continuation series of older cars.
And there's a market for it?
Apparently, yes. I mean, these are cars that are genuine. So, you know, Jaguar have done it, Aston Martin have done it.
So they're bringing out the same tools, the same materials as back in the 50s, 60s.
Yeah, yeah. I went and visited Aston Martin some years ago, and I went to their original factory, and they've got this Le Mans racer, the DBR1, that's worth millions of dollars, and they're rebuilding it using the same tooling methods. They've still got the same dies and dollies and things. And even one guy used to work on the car, so he remembered it, you know. And this car was being sold then as a 2014 model. 1957 Jaguar, Aston Martin, and now they're doing it the same with the DB5, the James Bond car, and the DB4 for ridiculous amounts of money.
Now, you're saying just then about the car, they're worth what, about $1 million. Does this kind of move then towards kind of redoing these classic cars? Will that take away the value of the originals?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, it's either going to, we don't know yet because the numbers are so small. We're talking 15 cars or 5 cars. Oh, Jaguar did the D-Type Jaguar, and they only had, I think, another 6 to make, because the way they started it was in 1954, 55, a fire swept through the Browns Lane factory, and they couldn't finish the last 6 cars. So they made the last 6 cars 2 years ago.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing to finish it.
So it's the one made famous that Steve McQueen had a road version of it and all this sort of thing. They went for crazy money, but this is how little we're talking about with the numbers. We're talking this DB4, for instance, the Zagato, is $7.9 million. So we're talking 20 million dirhams for this car.
And which leads me to my next question. Are they a good investment financially? Is there something you could justify?
that's what they're marketing them as. They're marketing them as great investments. And to be honest, you'd have to say for sure they have to be, because, for instance, with this DB4 Zagato, it's also to celebrate 100 years of the Italian coach manufacturer Zagato.
Much in the same way that people would buy a landmark watch, you know, that's kind of hallmarked and has meaning to that brand at a particular moment in time.
I mean, Tag Heuer, for instance, have re-released the Monaco watch.
Yeah.
So there's a classic example, and that is helping. That hasn't impacted the resale and the value of those at all.
Forgive me for this question, but it's just one I've got in the back of my mind here. Are they good cars compared to their modern equivalents? I know it might sound a bit silly, but obviously cars are better these days in general, aren't they?
Yeah.
So is somebody who's never driven a classic car before going to get inside it and think, actually, it's not as good as I thought it would be?
Rubbish.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Never meet your heroes, okay? Mm-hmm. So, okay, there's a little more power that comes out of them. But generally, you've got to be prepared that it's an old car. And I've done this. You jump into the car. You're so used to driving what we're driving now. And we used to run old Jaguars and Bentleys and Rolls Royces with a family business years ago. And you get into those things and realize that it has no brakes, it has no steering.
The car just can't stop.
It's just we're talking 1950s technology
and
here.
Zero power steering. It's like driving a tractor.
No power steering. You're really cramped. The steering wheel's out right up in front of you. You know, and then you got to realize that it is an old car. And it is this thing, you can't get into it thinking that with 2018, 2019, thinking that you're going to have electronic braking and all this kind of thing. It's just an old thing. But when you get it out on the open road, once you get out of the city and all that sort of thing and get away from traffic lights, then you can just sit back and relax and just, the car comes to you.
And what they do have is Charmed by the Absolute Bucket Load, something that I think we're probably going to be moving away from, as you saw in Shanghai. Some of these cars, absolute, you know, the latest innovations. As you said, no windows, joysticks instead of steering wheels, but possibly no heart either.
No, well, this is, you've hit the nail on the head. I left Shanghai, I went to the motor show, and it's the first time I've been to a motor show. I've been to dozens, if not hundreds, of motor shows. And the first time I've been to a motor show where I felt like a little kid again, because there's so many brands I'd never seen before. You know, in China, there's 486 manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Just making EVs.
What?
Just for their own market. Okay. So to find an established mark like a BMW or a Mercedes, you couldn't find them. They were very hard to find.
Really looking for those. So, Audi was there.
Yeah. They're all there.
But that wasn't what Shanghai was about.
No.
It was about showcasing their own.
So I felt really excited about the fact that I'd seen all these new brands, but I didn't walk away feeling like there was nothing that took me that blew my mind in terms of there was nothing emotional. There's no emotional attachment to any of the cars.
What would be your big prediction from the cars you saw there that we could be seeing soon on our roads here in Dubai in terms of technology?
So we're going to see more autonomous kind of vehicles and that sort of thing. But in the meantime, in the interim, we're going to see what they call electrified vehicles, which are not fully EV. they're hybrids and they're plug-in hybrids. A lot of those, everyone's going down that path where you've got a, you know, a small petrol engine supporting the bigger EV. That's the stuff that we'll see immediately in big numbers. I mean, we're seeing a few now. Interestingly enough, New York Motor Show is happening now as well, and they just announced every year they do, it's the World Car of the Year and the World Engine of the Year. And for the first time, it went to an EV. The Jaguar I-Pace was a World Car of the Year, which to me personally was the best car I drove last year. And the electric motor was the engine of the year. So, you know,
the times, they are a changing.
It's changing. It really is changing. And I can't disagree with that, because I loved driving the I-Pace. Regardless of the fact that it's EV and all this thing, I just really enjoyed it.
Damien Reid, a pleasure to have you in the studio, and all the best for Azerbaijan F1 commentating this weekend. Where can people see and hear you?
NBC Action, and it all kicks off at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, and then we'll just keep rolling on through. And then it's also online and on their Facebook, and there'll be replays up as well.
I'm going to let you get back to your vision like a good boy. Go learn those drivers.
Thank you.
Cheers, Damien.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.